Hello, this is ABC's You, and I'm AB, Alexis Baum. And ABC's You is the show that sees people just as they are, where they are, and celebrates them by shining a little audio spotlight on their stories. And so I'm here with someone that I'm not going to name because I'm going to let them name themselves. So ABC's who right now?
I am Douglas Thonin.
Oh, good. You pronounced it right. I would have pronounced it wrong.
Douglas Thonin. I've been pronouncing it right for 46 years.
46 years. There you go. Let's hope you get it right.
Yeah, and, practice. Yeah.
Douglas, where are we right now? What's going on with all the stuff around us?
Well, we're in my backyard. I've got quite a big spread. I got a lot of artwork this year. Wide variety of styles. I paint from realism to abstract with oils, acrylics, watercolor, ink, coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, even
coffee. Oh, you can't just throw that one in. Tell me a little more about painting with coffee.
Okay, so the story behind that is, you know, 10, 13 years ago, my daughter was very young, had no time to do art, so I was going a little bit crazy. So in the morning when I had my coffee, I would spill a little bit of it on some watercolor paper. And by the end of my workday, I would come home and I would have a big mark on my paper and I'd take some pens and ink and go to work and come up with something good. So I was inspired by that in the last month or so and I came up with a new body of work using that technique.
I'm going to have to look closely at that. Do you have some of those pieces here?
I do. Right out the gate on your left-hand side.
All right. Because I'm a coffeeaholic, so art inspired by
too.
Coffee.
I mean, drink it's by my breath.
What
yeah.
kind of... I'm like, I always have to put a mint in because I got the coffee breath. What kind of coffee do you like?
What kind of... Oh,
or do you
gosh.
Drink? Like, what style of coffee?
I don't know. I just... Regular... When
like
I, whenever I go... Yeah, I'm just like regular drip coffee. I'm not a very... fancy coffee drinker.
Well, the drip coffee probably works the best on the watercolor paper anyway.
Yeah, and the caffeine part helps me. The stain helps the copy. I don't know what brand or whatever.
I've noticed you do a lot of portraits.
Yes.
Self-portraits, is that right?
I do a lot of self-portraits basically because I'm the most readily available model and I'm very inexpensive to draw from. So, no, but I guess, you know, you know your own face well enough and, you know, just practice.
Well, you'd think that, but I've seen you do your face in so many different forms.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
part of what your talent brings.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm inspired as far as that direction goes from Rembrandt. You know, he does himself doing so many different expressions and everything. So, yeah.
And how has it been on the tour so far? Because we're right near the tail end of the tour. There's some noise behind me because people are chatting and having a great time.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's been a memorable moment for you on the tour?
You know what? For me, it's been fantastic because I've had people from like segments of my life, from my high school years, from different jobs, you know, from the present come through and just like visit and see my work and experience what I do. And that's what I wanted. I want to show what I do to my people I care about and everybody else who I've met. And yeah, it's been great. It's been really, really nice. I've had some wonderful conversations and gotten some really, really nice, positive feedback on my work.
Well, we're really blessed to have you in Historic
Thank
Kenwood.
You. Thank
and
you
where
so much.
Else after the tour can people see your work?
Well, that is yet to be determined. So
okay.
I've been so focused on this that I am kind of, I will keep you up to date on that.
Okay, can they contact you? Do
yes,
you have a website? That they
I do, DouglasThonin.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
so you've got something. They can reach out to you and come see your studio
that would
anytime.
That would be fantastic. I would love that.
Well,
Thank
you'll
you.
Have to give them a coffee if they come. That's the deal.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Douglas.
Thank you.